This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Unwired LA. We're about to speak to Thera Bradshaw, who's the general manager of ITA, the Information Technology Agency of the City of Los Angeles. Welcome to Unwired LA.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. We're going to be talking about the Broadband Executive Panel, of which you've been appointed a member. Say a little bit about what ITA's responsibility is within the City of Los Angeles and whether they came to you or you came to them, or what kind of interaction was involved in getting ITA involved in this project.
The Information Technology Agency has both public-facing services as well as internal infrastructure services that help the city run
right.
The technology network and radio, voice, and data networks
right.
of the city. The public-facing services are 311, which is one call to City Hall,
right.
LA City View, our Emmy Award-winning government television access channel,
right.
35, and then we have Cable Franchise Division, responsible for the regulatory oversight of cable franchises serving within the city.
Right.
The way that the Information Technology Agency was first involved in this is a credit to the mayor's vision of really wanting to help bridge the digital divide
right.
and also bring economic development into the city of Los Angeles and not have any areas that were the haves and have-nots of the city, but literally begin to allow connectivity.
So it's essentially a no area left behind kind of approach.
Exactly. That's exactly. No one left behind.
Right.
Is sort of the
okay.
Same.
It's interesting that you say that the ITA has both public-facing and internal responsibilities. This is an important distinction in the unwiring process in many cities, whether or not the unwiring will just take place for the city government functions or whether it will also provide access to citizens, right?
Exactly. A number of jurisdictions around the country have looked at the same kinds of things that the City of Los Angeles is looking at. There are some significant differences. LA is blessed with a very diverse community with multi-language speaking residents and visitors and businesses, and we're also just geographically very large in size as compared to some of the other areas of the country that's actually been looking at and deploying Wi-Fi.
Right. And in fact, Los Angeles is really a microcosm of the whole world, isn't it?
It is. Aren't we lucky? This is the greatest city in the world.
And in fact, whatever we're able to do here essentially could provide a model for unwiring the whole world.
Well, I think that's why, you know, the mayor's vision on this is incredibly insightful and important to the rest of the world. This is really a mobile world we live in today. We want communications. We want to be connected on the go. And it's also a global world in that we can connect with our colleagues across the oceans in a flip of the internet.
Right.
You know?
So in fact, diverse racial and ethnic communities within Los Angeles will both be able to communicate better among themselves with other parts of Los Angeles and also through the global internet with their counterparts around the world.
Exactly.
So
it's exciting times. And
right.
This is a great project.
Okay. So how much is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it, do you think?
Well, you know, that's what this Blue Ribbon panel is really, really looking at. There are some important policy decisions.
Name two or three of those important decisions. And is this the panel that's going to make them or make recommendations about them to the mayor?
I really see that the panel will be making recommendations about their findings to the mayor.
Right.
And the mayor will be working with, you know, city council has an interest as well.
Right.
And actually has led some motions that we have a pilot project underway in the Marvin Browdy Center in Van Nuys on a kind of the first deployment of Wi-Fi that the city sort of put together in a public-private partnership.
Right. It's my understanding there's one at the Browdy Center in Van Nuys, one in Pershing Square, and one in Little Tokyo.
Yes.
How is the what are you going to try to find out from those studies that are, will the panel be looking closely at what's found in those studies?
Well, yes, absolutely. One of the we've had our first meeting with the panel,
right.
I think, as you know, and one of the first charges is really to look at L.A. as a whole, not just some of the initiatives that you've just mentioned that the city's been involved with,
right.
But there are also some business locations that have implemented the opportunity of Wi-Fi.
Right.
And so looking at how broadband is really serving the city of Los Angeles on a larger basis is something that our staff is working and researching right now to be able to report back to the panel.
Okay. What would you say are the two or three biggest policy issues that you're going to be investigating and making recommendations to the mayor about?
Well, I think the first is what is the role that the city of Los Angeles should play in the efforts of broadband technology.
And how would you describe sort of the endpoints of the continuum there? What's the most it could do or the least it could do?
Well, I guess the most it could do is it could be, free service under the auspice and probably regulated by the government.
Right.
I don't know that anyone wants to go necessarily in that direction.
Would the DWP probably be in charge of it then? Or would there be a new or would your agency be in charge of it, or some new agency, do you think, if that were done?
Wow, I haven't even thought down that
okay.
far down the road,
okay.
Mark. Certainly that would be, governance of anything that we would undertake would be one of the policy decisions that the mayor and the council would need to decide.
And the point of making free service in this hypothetical scenario would be what exactly? What would be the advantages overall to the city of having the city provide free Wi-Fi or WiMAX or some combination thereof service to businesses and individuals and organizations within the city? What would be the rationale for that?
Well, I think truly there are people who have the ability to pay and there are people who don't have the ability to pay.
Right.
And I think finding a balance of that is probably going to be important in making recommendations to the mayor and the council.
Okay, because in fact the streets that everybody drives on are paid for by taxpayers and no one's charged to drive up and down Wilshire Boulevard.
That's true.
And since if this is an information superhighway, an information boulevard, then analogously to that, people ought not to be charged for a city service that's so important and, in fact, serves some of the same functions that traveling up and down Wilshire Boulevard in a car does.
I think that's the major point. Is this a city service or is this, public-private partnership where the city plays a role in ensuring no one's left behind, but the partnership with business allows that connectivity to actually happen.
Right.
I'm assuming that you probably have internet access.
I get DSL, right.
Right. Well, there is a price to connect.
Right.
And so there are going to be costs that are incurred in making sure that LA's wireless efforts leave no one behind.
So what would be the minimalist stance that the city might take? What's the least you think the city might do to provide the wireless infrastructure?
Well, I think right now it's too premature to really even guess because what we've done in these various pilot projects is a variety. The convention center also has wireless, and there's some revenue generation as a result of that. Whereas the Marvin Brady Center is a pilot project. It's free internet access for a six-month trial period of time for the pilot project. And so each one of these, I think, pilots will give us information. How much is it really used?
Right.
What kind of demand is there?
Right.
And answer some of those kinds of questions that right now are really unknown.
Okay, so there's a range then from essentially Milton Friedman to Karl Marx on how this might happen here.
I don't know if I would use those examples,
right.
But yes, there's. I think it's wide open, and
okay.
That's why the panels work. And I don't know if you've had the opportunity to speak to other panel members. But
I have, yes.
The mayor has really pulled together an advisory panel that is the best and the brightest that are really, I think, going to make some good recommendations.
It's a very impressive group, collectively and individually.
It really is. Yeah, we're really blessed in
okay.
LA.
Now, there's a lot of other things I'd like to talk about, but I promised you a 10-minute interview, and I'd like to do more interviews, so I want to keep to that time limit. But I'd just like you to address just one more point here. Once this whole system is in place, one way or another, by one economic model or another, and there's powerful broadband access for everybody in the city, this will have some impact on the cable companies that now have exclusive franchises for specific areas of the city and provide a lot of mostly video programming, also broadband access through their networks. And I'm wondering whether they've contacted you or whether you started thinking about what their role in this transition or post-transition might be and how they feel about the creation of a alternative network which could, if it's powerful enough, provide thousands or millions of video channels to everybody through this IP network and thereby render them a little moot?
Well, it's a great question because as technology really is in an evolutionary way impacting our lives, it is changing.
Not to mention, of course, voice over IP,
exactly.
Which would put the phone providers out of business on the same model.
Well,
or complement them, or what would happen?
You know, technology is so much a part of our life because, as I said earlier, we're mobile and we're global.
Right.
And we're dependent upon technology to turn things around in a very quick, timely way.
Right.
The cable industry has an association called LACOA, and they do have two representatives on the panel.
Right.
So they can provide their input, and they will be a part of making the recommendations to the mayor.
Right.
Because there's really two goals here: to leave no one behind.
Right.
And to bring more economic development to the city.
And of course, those are complementary goals, it seems to me, because as Bob Metcalf, who invented Ethernet, says, the power of a network varies as the square of the number of people connected to it. And I've added a corollary of multiplied by the bandwidth, which means if you can put 3.8 million people on this network, the possibilities for internal and external economic activity multiply exponentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's 12 minutes and a half, but I think I almost kept to the limit. So I want to thank you and say I hope we can talk again on an ongoing basis about this as going forward.
Well, we obviously will. I very much appreciate your interest, and I appreciate the forum of which you're operating under so others can learn from you.
Exactly.
In a wireless world.
Exactly right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.